وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. You would observe, dear brothers, that Salatul Asr is far above 4 o'clock. But many of our masajid still would observe Salatul Asr at 4 o'clock. In fact, many of the mosques, from a few minutes to 4, you start hearing the azan. And the correct time is from 4:15, earliest 4:13 for Salatul Asr. So even if they call the azan, we can put the azan aside. But if they perform salah before 4:13, 4:15, there is no asr. That is salah observed before each time. And when he told us to make al-muhafaza ala awqati salah, aw ala salah, he emphasized salatul asr. Hafizu ala salah. And then the emphasis came on what? As-salatul wusta. And salatul wusta on upon what is correct from the statement of ulama is salatul asr. So we must ensure that the time for asr has reached before we observe it. Allah knows from His divine wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala, why He insisted that watch asr. Watch asr. Which would mean that if you don't watch it well, you either perform it before its time, or you perform it away from the time that is encouraged or allowed. We remember all those times, Abi, or Salatul Asr, cool? So that we do not perform it at Waqtul Jawaz or what? Waqtul Nahi. You should not perform Asr at that time. If a person has to do, that is something else. If he has valid excuses in Sharia, such as sleep, illness, and all of these, or a woman who finishes her haid in these times and all of, yes, there is still asr. But for someone who doesn't have any valid excuse in the Sharia, sitting down to wait for asr to be in this time, Islam really found that there are very serious reports that we read regarding them. In one of them, he said that he lost all of what he has had. May Allah protect him. So from the aspects of watching Salatul Asr is that we must not observe it before its time. And we must observe it at its time. We must not delay it away from its encouraged time. So we must really watch Salatul Asr. We must watch Salatul Asr. May Allah forgive all of us. Our last class was on the Salatul Tatawwu'. We read through our book, Al-Durur al-Nabiyya al-Masayr al-Qiyam, by Imam Shawkat. It is Bab Salat al-Tatawwu'. Our concern in the last class were about 2 or 3. We tried to explain what does it mean to say Tatawwu'. And from our conclusion is that we all know, inshallah, that when it is something Tatawwu', they are largely the Mujibat, Mustahabbat, Sunnah. Things that the Sharia encouraged us to do. Many of the people do not pay attention to the fact that something can be tattooed and it is wise. We tried to emphasize that point in the last time. We mentioned the hadith of the Arabi who came to Prophet Muhammad, and in Salat wa Salam, has asked him for it. So we said the wajibat that the Tawbuhat are ziyadat for, are those wajibat that are obligatory in Haqq al-Islam. Because the aim is wrong. But as for the wajibat, obligations, things that are obligatory in Islam, that fall under the Tawbuhat, they will always be because we're in one condition, or we did one thing, or we said one thing, or so they are not in themselves obligatory. They are obligatory because of the way they are. But these wajibat, like some of the salawat, they are wajibat mubah, they have to be Islam. So it is these ziyadat, these extra, that are obligatory as the result of one or two things that we do or say, or one condition that we come in, those
system of belief, calling that a soul life. If something can be tattooed and be thrown right back. I hope that this point is clear. Many times, this is not talked about like this. Allah Wa'ala, one extensive use of this issue was made by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Umar in the standing of you in the introduction of chapter of Allah of his book, Bukhya Kulim Tatawi, the Salafi Tatawi. And he said very well that the Muslim was explained. I tried something since our last time. I stopped trying to find someone who explained that to me. I did not find. And he himself was fighting for the Islamic prayer in the book of Islamic Iman. We have it, Bahtir Shariya Tanya. Good of it. It is not in the prayer of any state. Longing. The Imam Shokani Rahimahullah after the name of the Lord was saying the same thing, nothing. But many times things like this mean that they are in such a way. Ask anybody what does something that's all what I mean. They say sunnah. They say mandur. They say mustahab. But tatawu'at can have wajibat. Tatawu'at can have what under them? Wajibat. We try to emphasize one to the last one. We also mentioned the problem, the virtue of observing salawat is at all. These salawat that are the adab of one, Maya to be the Akhir Islam, and the Akhir Islam. We mentioned the virtue that the Mulia Qiyama is said to have deficiencies in his salah. As from the hadith of Abu Huraira and Salim, in our community, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask that the tatawu'at be brought to complete and perfect his fara'id, our the wajibat that he has deficiencies in them. Among other virtues that he is reading about, we also mentioned in the last class, I'm trying to bring up this picture. We also mentioned in the last class that the Sunnah of Rawati for our Sunnah of Ratiba for Salatul Dhuhr, they are three types. They are performed in three ways. The first way is to make four rak'at before Salatul Dhuhr, and then four rak'at after Salat. He did not mention the other way. The second way is to make four rak'at after before Dhuhr and then two after. The third one is to make two before Dhuhr, two after. The comes to make the least of elaboration on this, inshallah, and continue from there. Then we come to Salatul Asr and then Salatul Maghrib. Inshallah, if Allah gives us. Imam Shokani said, here are Baru Qabila Qubi, Baru Salat al-Qubi, Shakhtar al-Qubi, those salawat that are the other extra upon the basic obligations of Islam. He said, Rahimahullah, Imam Shawkani said, Rahimahullah, hiya arba'un salatu tatawwu', it's four rak'at qabla dhuhr, before dhuhr, wa arba'un ba'dahu, four rak'at after dhuhr. So let's talk about salatu dhuhr, four rak'at before, four rak'at after. The first hadith
that mentions 4 rak'ahs after Zuhur, that mentions 4 rak'ahs before Zuhur and 4 after Zuhur is the hadith of Umm Habiba. We pointed to this hadith. She says, رضي الله عنها سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول, I heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم say, من حافظ على أربع ركعات, من حافظ على أربع ركعات, whoever sticks to observing, يحافظ عليها أو عليهن, من حافظ على أربع ركعات قبل الظهر, whoever goes on continuously observes 4 rak'at before Salat al-Zuhur wa arba'in ba'daha and 4 rak'at ba'daha, yani ba'da Salat al-Zuhur, 4 rak'at after Salat al-Zuhur, harramahu Allahu ala al-nar, Allah will prohibit him for the fire. He will become something that the fire will not consume. The Prophet said so, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Imam al-Tirmidhi reported that hadith. Ibn Majah reported it, rahimahullah. Likewise, al-Imam Ibn Khuzaymah and others in the books of hadith. And this hadith is authentic. Man hafaz ala arba'i raka'at qabla al-zuhur. Whoever sticks to observing 4 rak'at before zuhur. وأربعين بعدها أن فورك أفتازه حرمه الله على النار. الله سبحانه وتعالى will make the fire, will make him become prohibited for the fire, will forbid him for the fire, will protect him from the fire. And like we said, there are a lot of explanations ulama have given. The fact remains as he has said it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fact is that he will not be burnt by the fire. Even if he has other issues here and there, meaning that he has hope of gaining Allah's forgiveness, and he'll be okay. If he has to be in the fire, he will not be consumed by the fire. May Allah protect us from the fire. So whoever wants to be protected against the fire should stick to these. Let's quickly pick 2 things from this hadith. Man hafaz ala arba'i rak'atin قبل الظهر, whoever sticks to making 4 rak'at before Zuhur. What this will mean is that the person will usually be preparing for Zuhur earlier. The one who hastens at Iqamah to Zuhur is not in this category. How will he perform 4 rak'at if he was rushing to Zuhur? SubhanAllah. And if, salamu alaykum, he rushes out of the mosque, he will not be able to make 4 rak'at ba'd al-zuhur. So it will compel him to be calm in his zuhur. He would have been calm 4 rak'at before zuhur. Of course, after the time of zuhur comes in, 4 rak'at before zuhur, 4 rak'at after zuhur. It will be calm in that salah. Very calm. Likewise, he will be calm after the salah. May Allah make it easy for us. Aisha radiallahu anha. She says, كَانَ لَا يَدَعُ أَرْبَعًا قَبْلَ الظُّهُرِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَانَ لَا يَدَعُ أَرْبَعًا قَبْلَ الظُّهُرِ. He will not leave, he will not stop observing 4. That is 4 units qabla al-zuhur, before Salat al-Zuhur. This hadith occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari. 4 rak'at before Zuhur. Let us keep to it. We should just start it one day. And we'll make muhafazatu alayha. Stick to it. Make muwazaza alayha. Stick to it. Don't stop. 4 before Zuhur. 4 after. Whoever does this, حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّارِ. Those that I think this thing will be easy for most are women. But don't be surprised, they are the ones who will not perform it most. Many of the women now are busy with business. selling, buying, selling. I'm selling toothpick. I'm selling this. You'll be saying WhatsApp messages running health app shelter. These four rakas, take it, add it to your business. You are not going anywhere. What we are saying, if I'm not going anywhere, I should be a business tycoon. Who told you so? This is the business. Is there a talent tabur? Trade that does not ever, you don't ever lose in this trade. What am I doing at home? Ah, there are so many things to do. If you ask, there is Nafilat al-Zawal, the Prophet makes, alayhi salatu, four raka'at. As Zawal occurs, he makes four raka'at. Before the vote, he makes four raka'at. How many? Eight raka'at. And then he told us, alayhi salatu wa salam, Bayna kulli azanain salatun. There is salah between two azan, between the azan and iqama. You make two again. It means between Zawal and Salah to Zuhur. How many rak'at has he made? Yeah. He asked me, what are you doing at home? That is after Salah to Duha. Salah to Awadin or Duha. We'll come back to that one too. And that is after she would have been washing clothes, cooking, doing this. I really think it's easier for women. But this was a man, really, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was sent to all of us, men and women. He is busy than, far much more busier than any one of us. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet his wife said, Kana la yada'u arba'an qabla dhuhur. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will not leave any four raka'at before dhuhur. He will not leave it. Always on four raka'at before dhuhur. Let's leave this. Let's proceed. So this evidence for the statement of Al-Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah when he says, Hiya arba'un qabla dhuhri wa arba'un ba'dahu. It's four raka'at before dhuhur and four raka'at after dhuhur. The other manner he will do, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is arba'un qabla dhuhri wa thnani ba'daha. He would make four before Zuhur, Rasnatan, and then two after Zuhur. Abdullah ibn Shaqiq is a popular tabi'iko. He had a statement he made that got him very popular among scholars. Abdullah ibn Shaqiq. He met a lot of companions of the Prophet Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's not go to that because of time. Abdullah ibn Shaqiq radiallahu anhu said, Sa'altu Aisha radiallahu anha an salati Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an tatawwu'i. Sa'altu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sa'altu Aisha radiallahu anha. I asked Aisha radiallahu anha an salati Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. About the salah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which salah? He explained. There's tafsiriyah here. So he said, Anta tawwu'i. The salah I asked about was not counting salawat in layl wa naharu. Which one did he ask about? Tatawwu. I asked about his tatawwu. Faqalat. She said, radiallahu anha, Kana yusalli fi bayti qabla dhuhri arba'at. كان يصلي في بيتي قبل الظهر أربعة. Before ظهر يصلي في بيتي. He would observe in my house, in my apartment. Don't say house. Say apartment or room. Because when you say house, bait, some of the women can think that it is one like three bedroom flat. It is not. During this last Ramadan, my younger sister was with me. So I took her. I said, come and see the household of the Prophet Muhammad. You know what you say? They'll tell their husband, if you want to marry a second wife, you must give one flat. This three-bedroom flat, this one three-bedroom flat, different kitchen, different select, different bathroom. They start giving list. Say, Ma anzalallahu biha min sultan. This is your list. Allah didn't give you any authority. The wives of the Prophet, radiallahu anhu, they are better than you. before he got the toilet inside his house, they used to go to Baqi to eat themselves. Baqi is about 400 meters from his house. Yahuwa and Nabi, they are better than you. They will trek 400 meters to Baqi, come back. If you know that distance, you will go to Baqi, come back. If you still there to today, go and sleep. And when he made one, he made one inside around the household. So it's not issue. They used to cook inside their room. So when we went out to say today, if you want to marry to us, you have to give us one back. You want to let one this, one that. Allah did. If the woman, they don't say to go certain things. If the man is rich, he can even give you one duplex. But وَمَنْ كُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْكُمْ فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا آتَاهُ اللَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا مَا آتَاهُ فَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرٍ يُسْرًا. So Aisha said, رضي الله عنه. So the correct translation is not basing my house, no. My room. Because it was a room. When I showed the young sister, look, see the house of the Prophet Muhammad, like this, took her around, see from here to here to here. She kept quiet. I said, you know how many women were living here? 9 women were living here. Not just that, they had slaves, men and women. I have calculated it before. Those people who live inside the house of the Prophet Muhammad, they are over 30. In that place, you are over 30. May Allah forgive all of us. The women will be given conditions. She said, رضي الله عنه, كان يصلي في بيتي قبل الظهر أربعة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will pray 4 rak'at in my room قبل الظهر. Before Salat al-Zuhur. ثم يخرج فيصلي بالناس. Then he will go out and lead the people in the prayer. ثم يدخل. Then he will come back into the house. فيصلي ركعتين. And then he will perform how many rak'at? 2. Before he goes out, how many will he perform? 4. ثم يدخل فيصلي ركعتين. Then thereafter, يصلي بالناس. He will lead the people, ثم يدخل, and then he will come back into the house, فيصلي ركعتين. So he will perform 2 units of prayer. Where? Inside the house. So this is evidence that we can perform 4 rak'at before Zuhur, and what? 2 rak'at after. This hadith occurs in Sahih Muslim. This hadith of Abdullah ibn Shafiq. It occurs in Sahih Muslim. Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi also reported it. الإمام أبو داود الإمام النسائي رحمه الله they all reported the hadith. So that is evidence for 4 and 2 after. We can also make 2 units before Zuhur and 2 units after Zuhur. This is the most common and the most popular. And that occurs in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما. This حقيت من النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم 10 ركعات. I memorized in some reports. He said رضي الله عنه صليت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قبل الظهر. Started explaining them. I prayed with the Prophet. Not that he prayed with him in Jama'a. He prayed the Prophet prayed. He prayed at the time of the Prophet Muhammad. So he said, حفظت من النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم 10 ركعات. I memorized, I kept to 10 units of prayer. From who? From the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. He will now explain them. ركعتين قبل الظهر. 2 units of prayer before الظهر. وركعتين بعدها. And then what? 2 units after Salat. حفظت من النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم 10 ركعات. I memorized to observe from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Three rak'at. Rak'atain qabla al-zuhur, two rak'at before zuhur. Wa rak'atain ba'daha. And two rak'at when? After zuhur. This hadith occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih al-Muslim. Hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar. This is the most common, Bukhari and Muslim. So because of that, some of the people will say, no, it is, don't do four. Ah, that is hadith of Abdullah ibn Shakik from Aisha. Cool? What will you observe then? Four before, two after. Ah. This, okay, after this one, there is no other one. There is a hadith of who? Ummu Habiba. Wherein she said, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that man hafazu ala arba'i raka'atin qabila al-zuhri wa arba'in ba'daha harramahu allahu ala al-nar. With sickness, alayhi salatu wa sallam. So these are the ways to observe these prayers before salatu zuhur and after salatu zuhur. So the one who makes 2 units before Zuhur, 2 units after Zuhur, he has made the Sunnah. He has met the minimum. The one who wants to do better than that, he will make 4 before Zuhur, 2 after Zuhur. The most perfect of them, 4 before Zuhur, 4 after Zuhur. It is this perfect condition that Al-Imam al-Shawkani has told us about in Ad-Durar al-Zahiyyah. He said, here, arba'un qabla al-zuhri wa arba'un ba'dahu. I hope that this point is clear, inshallah. There are a few issues I'd like us to discuss around this. Although we mentioned some of them in the last class. How do we observe these 4 rak'ahs? There are 2 ways ulama have mentioned. The most common and most popular among ulama is rak'atain, rak'atain. We should observe them 2 units. Because of that hadith of who? Abdullah ibn Umar. That salatul layli wal nahari masna masna. The prayers of the during the day and night should be what? 2 So this is the position of Jumhur, the large majority of ulama. We should make 2 units of prayer. There are athar from the salaf. They used to make 2 units. So those 4, you make 2 units. The second view amongst ulama is that you should make 4 rak'at bi taslimatin wahida. Make 4 units with 1 singular taslim. I mentioned a hadith in the last class, the hadith of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari. That hadith, many of the scholars say it is weak. Like Imam Abu Dawood and others. The Sheikh Al-Albani mentioned that it is sahih. At least Hafiz. He mentioned others amongst ulama. And he explained why. But there is an aspect of it that is weak. That aspect of it was what we depended on in the last class. That aspect of it is weak. The hadith says, it says that Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu said from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that arba'un qabla al-zuhri laysa fihinna taslimun laysa fihinna taslimun. It's not authentic. To pray 4 units of prayer before Zuhur without making any taslim up to the end. لَيْسَ فِيهِنَّ تَصْلِيمٌ. It's not authentic. It's not correct. So we are not depending on that hadith again. We now depend on other asar from Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنه, from Imam Ibrahim al-Nakhi amongst the Tabi'un and others, that they used to make 4 units of prayer straight with 1 taslim. It was a very common thing amongst the Salaf. They will make 4 units of prayer with what? With 1 taslim. So, we have 2 views. The 4 units, we either make them 2, 2, or we make them what? 3, 4 units. And the ulama say it's allowed. Even those amongst those who say we should make 2, 2, they say yes, 2, 2 is better. But if the man chooses to make four straight units, la ba'd. This is the view of Uskala. Al-Imam ibn Abdul Barr was extensive on this in his book At-Tamhid. And he particularly mentioned some of the statements of scholars. One of what he said was the statement of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. One of his students, Al-Imam Abu Bakr ibn al-Asram, he said, Samitu Aba Abdullah yus'al an salatil layli wa nahar fi nafila. I heard Aba Abdullah. Who is Abu Abdullah in Sifat? Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. He said, سَمِيْتُ أَبَا عَبْدِ اللَّهِ يُسْأَلُ عَنْ صَلَاتِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ فِي النَّافِلَةِ I heard Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal being asked about the prayers of the day and the night. Nawafil. فِي النَّافِلَةِ Regarding the Nawafil. فَقَالَ Then he answered and said, أَمَّا الَّذِي أَخْفَاهُ As for what I choose, as for what I prefer, فَمَثْنَا مَثْنَا I prefer that they are made how? Two. وَإِن صَلَّ أَرْبَعًا فَلَا بَعْثٍ But if the individual prays for four units, straight units, فَلَا بَعْثٍ وَأَرْجُوا أَلَّا يُضَيَّقَ عَلَيْهِ I hope that he will not be criticized. If you see somebody observing four straight units, Then that's a fact. That's the idea. Can you see? Hadith. Abu Ayyub Kusahi. Arju Allah yudayyaqa alayhi. Imam Ahmad himself now cited the author of Abdullah ibn Umar. That Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu yusalli bin nahari arba'an thumma yusallimu. He will pray during the day four rak'at. And at the end of it, he will make what? His tasbih. So don't be stringent on this. If you find somebody performing four straight units with one tasbih, don't blame him. But the best thing to do is what? Two units. These are the statements from these ulama. Most of them said, Al-Imam al-Nawawi said this, rahimahullah in his Al-Majmu'. Al-Imam ibn Qudama al-Muqtasi also said it in his book Al-Mughni. They allow that the individual performs four units with one single tasbih, or that he better performs it as what? Two units, as we have said, and that is the position of Jumhur al-Ulama. There is another issue we like to mention about this. Man fatathu al-arba'u qabila al-dhuhr. The one who misses out, for one reason or the other, he is regular with it. Maybe he was asked to go and supervise some workers. He thought that he quickly come back to the office, make four units before going, and then something happened, and then all that some people visited him afterwards in the case of the Prophet Muhammad. He could not pray as he would pray. For one reason, attending to them, let's be like this, making dawah, you know. Perhaps attending to his mother or his daddy or his wife's children, basic needs. So he could not make these four units of prayer. He could observe them after Salat al-Zuhr. He could observe them immediately after Zuhr before observing the four of Ba'diyya after Zuhr. And he can observe them after observing the four of Ba'diyya after Zuhr. Any time after Zuhr. He can observe them. Some of the ulama even say he can observe them any time he remembers. They pick from the hadith of Anas. Man nasiya salatan. فَلْيُصَلِّهَا إِذَا ذَكَرَهَا Whoever forgets any salah, it is the reason for not observing it was forgetfulness. Salatan. You see, any salah. They say it involves both nawafil and the wajibat, khamsu salawat. So, the matter is like that. If a person performs four units before Zuhur, then something happens, he's not able to perform them. Let him perform them after Salat al-Zuhur, anytime. Aisha radiallahu anha said, أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى السَّلَّمُ كَانَ إِذَا لَمْ يُصَلِّ أَرْبَعًا قَبْلَ الظُّهْرِ صَلَّاهُنَّ بَعْدَهَا إِذَا لَمْ يُصَلِّ أَرْبَعًا قَبْلَ الظُّهْرِ She said radiallahu anha, if it happens that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not make his four units qabla zuhur before salat zuhur, sallahunna ba'daha, he would observe them after salat zuhur. That hadith was reported by Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi and Al-Imam Ibn Majah. I think that's the practice for salat zuhur. Salat zuhur, we could observe two units before, two units after, or four units before, two units after, or four units before, four units after. Those four units, we can make them two, two. We can also make them what? Four, three. And the one who misses it out can observe it any other time after the last one. I hope that this point is clear, inshallah. Then the Imam went on to say, rahimahullah, wa arba'un qabla al-asri. فَهِيَ أَرْبَعٌ قَبْلَ الظُّهْرِ وَأَرْبَعٌ بَعْدَهُ وَأَرْبَعٌ قَبْلَ الْعَصْرِ أَرْبَعٌ قَبْلَ الْعَصْرِ. Four units of prayer before us. Let me quickly address this here. There are those amongst the ulama who don't accept that we should observe any sunnah ratiba before us. One of them is Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. That's what he says in his fatawa. He had a reason for saying that too. We'll mention it inshallah, if Allah gives us the time. So many of the fatawa to be reading perhaps from our scholars from Saudi Arabia, it is possible that you find that they say there's no ratiba after, there's no ratiba before Salatul Asr. But there are scholars long ago who have told us that we could perform this salah. From among those who mentioned them was his own grandfather, Al-Imam Abdul Salam Majiduddin Abdul Barakat Ibn Taymiyyah. His grandfather. You know, his own father is Abdul Halim. His grandfather is who? Abdul Salam. So Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah is what? Ahmad Ibn Man Abdul Halim. Ibn Man Ibn Abdul Salam. So they refer to his grandfather as Majiduddin Ibn Taymiyyah. He mentioned it in his book Al-Muharrar fil Fiqh, that amongst the scholars of Mazhab Hanbaliyyah, they have two views on making sunnatun ratibatun before Salatul Asr. Some of them say it is from the sunnah, some of them say it is not from the sunnah. One of the things we want to pick up from that is that our partner is telling me before after there is ratiba. I hope that this point is clear. When he said there are two views, some say we can perform units of prayer before after, some say amongst the Hanabila, some say no, we cannot perform. It means some people have said we can perform before now. He mentioned that in his book. And Imam Abu Ishaq al-Shirazi, he is one of the A'imma of Madhab Shafi'iyya. He had a book, Al-Muhazzab. Al-Muhazzab is the book upon which Imam al-Nawawi made a sharh that is commonly called Al-Majmu'ah, Sharh al-Muhazzab. You see now, Al-Majmu'ah is what? Sharh of the book what? Al-Muhazzab. Al-Muhazzab was made by Imam Abu Ishaq al-Shirazi, al-Shafi'i. He mentioned that it is from the sunnah in Madhab Shafi'iyya to make some units of prayer before Salatul Asr. So don't say one bit today, what is Swati Fesh? What is Swati Sari? Rahimahumullah. Wa wafaqahu alayhi al-Imam al-Nawawi. Imam al-Nawawi made muwafaqah in his shaf. Yes, the sunnah of making nafila before Salatul Asr. These nawafil we are talking about, we are not talking about those ones that are connected to the hadith, bayna kulli adhanayn as-salatu. Those ones are different. Even though these ones can be observed, bayna kulli adhanayn. So it means, before Zuhur, for example, somebody can observe six raka'at, four, and then two. Two for Bayna Kulli Adhanayn, for the sunnah or tibatun for al qabliya for salatul duhur. I hope that this point is clear. Shaykh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah explained that and differentiated between them. And the Mi'amani Bonatiri is in Majmu' Fatawa. Those salats, they are different. Bayn kulli adhanin salatun is different from as-sunan al-ratiba for every salah. Among those who have mentioned that we can observe units of prayer after or before Salatul Asr was Al-Imam Ibn Abdul Barr. He mentioned it in one book called Al-Kafi. It's very common. It's a book of Madhab Malikiya. So scholars have mentioned it before now. If you ask, all these guys say, what do you want to prove with it? People have said it, that there is Sunan al-Ratiba al-Qadliya for which Salah? Salatul Asr. But Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, in his Majmu' al-Fatawa, he said all these differences. He gave us a qa'ida by which we can navigate. Wallahi, very useful qa'ida on this issue. He says, وَالصَّوَابُ فِي هَذَا الْبَابِ. The correct thing to do in these matters, that is, in the issues regarding nawafil, how do we do them? Because some people say, Ibn Umar reported said, who? Umm Habiba reported 12. For who remain, you're almost counting 10. So, how are we going to do? He said, Rahimahullah, وَالصَّوَابُ فِي هَذَا الْبَابِ. The correct thing to do in this aspect, القول بما ثبت في الأحاديث الصحيحة, is to hold the view, as long as that view is authentic, to hold the view that is carried in authentic reports. الصواب في هذا الباب. What is correct, the right thing to do in these issues, is what القول بما ثبت في الأحاديث الصحيحة, to hold the views that are carried, that are involved in authentic ahadith, دون ما يعارضها, and not whatever contradicts those hadith. So meaning that if a hadith is authentic, that we should observe 8 rakats before Asr. That is what we do. If a hadith, as long as the hadith is authentic, فهو مذهبنا. So meaning that the suffering, the ta'ab we make here, is to always verify, is the hadith authentic? If it is authentic, فَقُدْ كُلْنَا بِهِ. We will speak with it. That is our view. So the question to ask is that, just like we will ask the same question for sunnatun ba'diyatun after Asr, the same thing applies. As long as the hadith is sahih, it says, وَالصَّوَابُ فِي هَذَا الْبَابِ الْقَوْلُ بِمَا ثَمَتَ فِي الْأَحَادِيثِ الصَّحِيحَةِ دُونَ مَا يُعَارِضُهَا. We will not take whatever contradicts an authentic hadith, no matter who said it. As long as the hadith is authentic, that is our opinion. Yes. This is what the advisor Sheikh himself gave us. Even if it is a statement he has made, while the hadith is authentic, we leave the statement, we take hadith. May Allah shower His blessings on our ulama. He made that statement in his fatawa, volume 22, page 280. We can go and check it. He said, Rahimahullah, والصواب في هذا الباب القول بما ثبت في الأحاديث الصحيحة دون ما عارضها. Not what contradicts the hadith. We should not take what contradicts a hadith that is authentic as our opinion. Don't do that. The right thing to do is take that view upon the authentic hadith. So that is the reason why, on the issue of, is there sunnatun ratibatun before Asr, we say yes. If you say why, so because there is hadith that is what? Authentic. Al-Imam Ahmad, Imam Tirmidhi, Abu Dawud, Al-Imam Ibn Khuzaymah, when in his book in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah, where he brought this hadith we want to read now, the hadith of Abdullah Ibn Umar, Al-Imam Ibn Khuzaimah said, Babu fadli salati tatawwu'i qabla salati al-asr. Ibn Khuzaimah. Ibn Khuzaimah said, Babu fadli salati tatawwu'i. The chapter regarding the virtue of observing salatu tatawwu'i qabla salati al-asr. Before what? Salati al-asr. Don't forget, this is not that hadith of bayna kulli salatain, bayna kulli adhanain, salatun wa. That is not what. So if you add what this hadith carries, so whether two units you like to observe between the adhan and iqama, it will increase the number of rak'ahs you will observe. If we like to keep to them all. Wallahi, the Muslim will not have time for many things that are wasting our time today. The time that many of us used to read WhatsApp messages, we perform 4 units already. Some people after Salah to go, after the Adhan, they still pressing their phones. Allah in the Kanshe. In your Sunan Yoku, may Allah protect them. That's what Yoruba says. The time that he's supposed to make benefits, that is the time he's killing himself pressing his phone. May Allah protect them. It kills a lot of time. Kills time. At work, but anything. Now we get jobs. Go. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he reported that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Rahim Allahum ra'an, salla arba'an qabla al-asr. Rahim Allahum ra'an. May Allah shower blessings on a man, on an individual, salla arba'an qabla al-asr, who would observe how many 4 units of prayer before salat al-asr. Rahim Allahum ra'an, salla arba'an qabla al-asr. May Allah shower blessings on an individual who would observe or who observes 4 units of prayer before Salat al-Asr. This hadith, Al-Imam ibn Khuzaimah himself makes it authentic. Al-Imam ibn Hibban, rahimahumullah. Al-Imam Abdul Haq al-Ishbayli, he mentions it authentic. Sheikh Ahmad Muhammad Shakir, he mentions it authentic in his Tahqiq of Musnad Imam Ahmad, the 5th volume, page 325. He also mentions it in his Tahqiq of Sunan al-Tirmidhi, the 2nd volume, page 228. Likewise, Sheikh Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani in Sahih Sunan Abi Dawud, volume 5, page 13, so that we can go back and look at them too. If somebody comes to you tomorrow and says, the hadith is weak, you'll be able to defend yourself. That's why I'm saying this. Because there are some amongst ulama who say that this hadith is weak. Like Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah. He said this hadith that we should observe 4 units before Asr. It contradicts the hadith of Ibn Umar himself, who said he memorized 10 from the Prophet Muhammad. And he did not mention anything before Salat al-Asr. He only said 2 before Zuhur, 2 after Zuhur. He did not talk about before Asr. Ulama said the answer to that was, Ibn Umar told us what he saw the Prophet doing. I saw him praying 10. And I prayed 10 with him. Okay. Here, he said the Prophet said that if you pray 4 before Asr, what is the contradiction in that one? I saw him pray 2 before the Zuhur. He didn't say 5 before the Zuhur. But is it correct to make 4 before the Zuhur?
No.
Is it correct to make 4 after the Zuhur?
No.
When you said 2 after the, 2 before, 2 after, there are no contradictions. But you say, I saw him make 2. So meaning that sometimes we can make 4, sometimes you can make 2. The fact that you can make 2 does not mean don't make 4. So the fact that he only mentioned two after Zuhur does not mean that don't make four after Asr. Don't make four before Asr. It does not mean they do not contradict themselves. One. Two is that the first one he told us what he saw. The second one he told us what he heard. I heard the Prophet say, sallallahu alayhi. What did he say? Rahim Allah imra'an. May Allah shower his blessings on an individual. Salla qabla al-asri arba'an. Who would observe before Salat al-Asr? How many minutes of prayer? Four. There are no contradictions. So this is the reason why, including Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, as we said, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah does not accept that we should make any units of prayer before us. He said because the same Ibn Umar who said he heard that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making two before Zuhur, two after Zuhur. He did not say he made four before Asr. Ulama say, what is the contradiction in that? There is no person who does not err in them, as long as he's a human being. The hadith is authentic. Two authentic narrations. The one who acts upon the two correctly is better than al-ihmal. Ulama say, al-ihmal muqaddamun ala al-ihmal. Al-ihmal, working with the two, is giving preference over what? Ihmal, throwing one away and taking one. So we should make a iman and not what is man. So it is from the sunnah to make how many rakat before Asr? Four rakat before. So the person who really wants to perfect it, what will he make? Four before Zuhur. Four after Zuhur. Four before Asr. We have work. We have work. May Allah make it easy for us. More so that in our days now we are very lazy. Very lazy. The only things we don't get tired about is social media. May Allah protect us. We waste all our time on social. So that's about before after. The Imam says, Rahimahullah, he arba'un qabla zuhriko. وأربعون بعده ويزود دوستك وأربعون قبل الأصر and 4 minutes before the proof for it is what the hadith of who عبد الله بن عمر. What did the Prophet say صلى الله عليه وسلم رحم الله امرأ صلى قبل الأصر أربعة. May Allah shower his blessings on an individual who makes 4 units of prayer before Salat al-Asr. That hadith occurs in Muslim Ahmad, Sunan al-Tirmidhi, Sunan Abi Dawood. Al-Imam ibn Khuzaymah also reported it in his book, As-Sahih. But he didn't say anything after Asr. Is there sunnatun ratibatun after Asr? Is there? Mala akwe? Bayan la Asr. Akwe nafila? I discussed it. So there is sunnah of rakatain after Salat al-Asr. From the Sunan is to make 2 rakats after Asr. Ratibatan. That is big dawam. Because the meaning of ar-ratib, ratib, ratib is mustaqarra wa dawama. If something is ratib, istaqarra wa dawama. If something is ratib, it is stable and continuous. That's why salary is referred to as ratib now. Because it is stable, it is defined. And it is what? Continuous. So the salary is ratib. So ratibatun is one sunnah we make repeated in stable and we repeated in repeated. So to make 2 rakats after Salat al-Asr qualifies in that category. Because when the Prophet did it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the day he started it, forget about the reason why he did it. The reason why he did it is not the reason why we should stop doing it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started doing it because he could not observe for one reason or the other some 2 units of prayer he would observe before Zuhur. So he postponed his fasting after Zuhur and after Salatul Asr. And after that time, he never stopped. People now say, oh, okay. It is if we need the rakiba of two rakats before Zuhur that we should be observing that one. We say, no. That is the reason to start it. Don't make it a reason for us to stop it. Because when the Prophet started his alayhi salatu wasalam, he never stopped it. Let's ask the person who knows better than all of us, radiallahu anhu. Who is that person? Aisha, radiallahu anhu. She said, ما ترك النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سجدتين بعد العصر إني قط. ما ترك النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سجدتين. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not leave those two units of the sajdatain. Ma taraka sajdatain. He did not abandon those two units of prayer. Ba'd al-asri indi. He would do that inside my room after salat al-asri. He did not leave it. In another riwayah, he said, radiyallahu anha. She said, raka'atan. That's the first hadith I read in Bukhari and Muslim. Aisha says, radiallahu anha, raka'atan. There are two units of prayer. Two. لم يقل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يدعهما سرا ولا علانية. The Prophet did not stop observing them, whether publicly or inside the house. سرا, whether inside the house or anywhere. He did not stop. ركعتان قبل صلاة الصبح. Two units of prayer before الصبح. وركعتان بعد العصر. And two units of prayer after Salatul Asr. This riwayah is in Sunan al-Nasa'i. And it is authentic. The Prophet never stops observing. Raka'at al-Fajr, 2 minutes of prayer after. He observed. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So because he was continuous upon it, it comes under what? As Sunan al-Ratiba. He was static 2 minutes. And it was what? Continuous. He never stopped it. So by definition, technically speaking, it comes from that 2 units of prayer. There are other affairs. There are other issues. We discussed this issue when we discussed mawaqit. I hope that we go back to them. Someone will say, oh, in that Bukhari you are putting that hadith of Umar, radiallahu anhu. Umar used to flood people. If they observe 2 units of prayer after Salatul Asr, you say yes. But it has a reason. He does not want them to observe those 2 units of prayer when there is Ishmirar Shams, when the sun becomes yellow. So those 2 units of prayer we are talking about after Salatul Asr, you can only observe them as long as Ash-Shamsu Murtafi'atun Bayda Naqiyya, as long as the sun is still there of light. You can observe the Sunnatun Ratibatun Al-Ba'diyah for Salatul Asri as long as the sun is what? Murtafi'ah, is still up there. Bayda Naqiyya, purely white, it has not come to any yellow or red. When it comes to yellow or red, don't observe it again. But because of the gaslight or inadequate knowledge of some of the people, they will observe it at that time. And that time we are prohibited from making mawaqit by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in order not to fall into that, he was preventing them. Don't do it so that otherwise he himself used to do it. Umar radiallahu anhu himself, he used to make 2 units of prayer after Salatul Asr. Aisha again, radiallahu anha, one of the tabi'un, Shuraih ibn Hani al-Kufi, he went and asked Aisha. This asar is in Mushkil al-Athar by Imam al-Sahawi. But it's been cited in this book, I'lamu Ahli al-Asri, Bisuniyati al-Raka'atayn Ba'd al-Asri. So I read it to us. We'll come back, we'll still make that link, inshallah. He said, قلت لعائشة رضي الله عنها. I said to Aisha, كيف كان يصنع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم؟ كأنه يعني بأقضي صلاته الظهر. He said, كيف كان يصنع رسول الله؟ How did the Prophet used to do? That is to say, بأقضي صلاته الظهر. When he, at the time that he ends his observing of the Zuhur prayer. How did he used to do? وَبِأَقْدِ صَلَاةِ الْعَصْرِ And after صَلَاةِ الْعَصْرِ What? How did he used to do? قَالَتْ شُرَيْحِ بْنُ حَانِي الْكُفِي said that Aisha رضي الله عنها said كَانَ يُسَلِّ الْهَجِيرِ What is صَلَاةُ الْهَجِيرِ? صَلَاةُ الْزُهُرِ The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم will make صَلَاةُ الْهَجِيرِ ثم يصلي بعدها ركعتين. So after صلاة الحجيب, صلاة الظهر, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will make 2 minutes of prayer. ثم كان يصلي العصر. Then he will make صلاة العصر. ثم كان يصلي بعدها ركعتين. And after that صلاة العصر, what will he do? He will observe 2 units of prayer. قال, this time he said, كنت I said to her, فَأَنَا رَأَيْتُ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ يَضْرِبُ رَجُلًا I saw Umar flogging one man. رَآهُ يُصَلِّي بَعْدَ الْعَصْرِ رَكَعَتَيْنِ Because Umar saw the man observing after 2 minutes of prayer after صَلَاةُ الْعَصْرِ فَقَالَتْ عَيْشَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا replied, لَقَدْ صَلَّاهَا عُمَرْ Even Umar himself, he observed it. He had observed it. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمَ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ صَلَّاهُمَا And he knows that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم himself will observe those 2 minutes of prayer. In another similar report in Tariq by Imam al-Bukhari, something similar to this, one of the Tabi'un said, أَنَّهُ رَأَى عُمَرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ صَلَّى بَعْدَ الْعَصْرِ He saw Umar himself observing 2 minutes of prayer after Salat al-Asr. وَكَانَ يَزْرِبُ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ بَعْدَ الْأَصْرِ Even though he used to flog people not to observe Salat after Salat al-Asr. So that they will not observe that Salat when the sun is already yellow or red. Otherwise, when as long as the sun has not become yellow or red, the individual has the opportunity to make the Sunnah ratibah. And ba'diyya for Salat al-Asr. How many minutes a day? 2 units. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to observe them. And since the day he started observing them, alayhi salatu wasalam, he never stopped till he passed away. Likewise, there are a lot of discussions on these. Because some of the scholars, some of the people around us, they reject this sunnah. And the ahadith regarding it are authentic Bukhari Muslim. And there are a lot of afaq regarding it. This is an entire book on this issue. I always say something, dear brothers. I don't just read a book. Everything the author is citing, I go back to where he has cited it from. Is it like that? So that I have an opinion apart from what he's saying. Because sometimes people cite things to support the views they want to establish. So I can take 2 weeks to read a book like this. Because I'm not just reading it, I find out, I look out, then I depend on the book. So what is this book? The author was fair, inshallah. I think the opinion is correct. So I'm not just going to go and read the book and that's all, no. Inshallah, what you find in the book are very reliable. And his judgments and positions are fair, bi'idhnillah. And it has been affirmed by one of the greatest scholars of hadith today. And that is Sheikh Abu Ubaidah. Mashhur Hassan al-Salman, he wrote the Muqaddimah to the book. It's a very good book. He sent this copy to me. It's a very good book to read. Find benefit in it. This Sunnah is established from the Prophet Muhammad. The hadith is authentic. So if you find Shaykh al-Islam in Sunnah, I say, no, it's not Sunnah. The hadith is authentic. And you gave us the Qa'idah. That was sawabu fi hadha al-bab. Al-Qawm bi madha? بما ثبت في الأحاديث الصحيحة لا بما أعرضها. He said that in Majmu' al-Fatawa. So as long as hadith is sahih, we will depend on it. Not just hadith, ahadith are sahih riyad. From companions, many of them. From Umar itself, you want to quote, you might reach it upon it, the battle. So there is sunnah of making 2 units of prayer after what? After Salatul Asr. I think we are good to proceed. So we make 4 units before Zuhur, 4 units after Zuhur, go. 4 units before Zuhur, 2 units after Zuhur, go. 2 units before Zuhur, 2 units after Zuhur, go. Zuhur. Asr. 4 units before Asr, 2 units after Asr. 4 units before Asr, 2 units after Salat. So we make istidrak here. And we make ziyada here. في أربع قبل الظهر وأربع بعده وأربع قبل العصر وركعتان بعد العصر. We add it. ركعتان بعد العصر. 2 minutes of prayer after صلاة العصر. وركعتان بعد المغرب. We can quickly do on المغرب. وركعتان بعد المغرب. So after Salatul Maghrib, we have 2 minutes of prayer. All the reports are about, agreed on this. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar was started with 2 minutes after Zuhur, 2 minutes before Zuhur, 2 minutes after Zuhur. It came straight to Maghrib. He said, حَفِظْتُ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ Abdullah ibn Umar رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ He said, I memorized, I learned from the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. عشر ركعات 10 units of prayer ركعتين قبل الظهور 2 units after الظهور وركعتين بعدها and 2 units after صلاة الظهور وركعتين بعد المغرب This is where we meet here Go. وركعتين بعد المغرب في بيته Underline it ركعتين بعد المغرب أي في بيته In his house So the sunnah about the sunnah after Maghrib is where? Lawakille. Go and pray. Many of us, after Salah Maghrib, Salah Maghrib, Salah Maghrib, we shift at that. Feel it. See day to he. In your lane, it's in our queue. Similar thing occurs in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Shakik. When she asked Aisha, you remember the hadith? It's from Sahih Muslim. Abdullah ibn Shakik. When she was describing, she said, وَكَانَ يُصَلِّي بِنَّا فِي الْمَغْرِبِ The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will lead the people in Salat al-Maghrib. ثُمَّ يَدْخُلُ فَيُصَلِّي رَكَعْتَيْنِ Then he will enter the house. How many will he make inside the house? 2. Where did he make it? Inside the house. These 2 things we must take it along for the sunnatun ratibatun al-ba'diyatun lil-maghrib. Those 2 units should be made when? After Maghrib. Where? Inside the house. This inside the house is very, very emphatic. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Bukhari and Muslim. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Shakik is in Sahih Muslim. This hadith according to Sunan Abi Dawud. The one I want to read now is Sunan al-Nasa'i. Salla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam salat al-maghrib fi masjid bani Abil Abdil Ashhad. Salla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam salat al-maghrib. The Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam observed salat al-maghrib fi masjid bani Abdil Ashhad. In the masjid of Banu Abd al-Ashhad. This is evidence that Muhammad Samasa Sinuqa. This masjid, what is its name? Masjidu Bani Abd al-Ashhad. There is a hadith again in Bukhari. A masjid was named Masjidu Bani Zurayq. Masajid are giving names. This is one evidence. The Masafi Amaluqa. Masjid Bani Abd al-Ashhad is evidence. We can name a masjid after the people who built that masjid, or after the community in that masjid exists. Like here, Aleku Wado, Kasi Aleku Wado Masjid. Masjid wa Aleku Wado. So Sunnah, listen, what I look up here? Ah, Mama, some other thing. Poof. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he observed Salatul Maghrib in that masjid. Falamma salla, after he ended the salah, qama nasun yatanaffalu. Some people stood up and began to do what? Began to make nawafil. Faqala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alaykum bihadhihi salati fil buyut. He would say, you don't learn it, you don't want to go and pray it inside your house. Alaykum bihadhihi salati. Say, fil buyut. Go and be observing this prayer inside your house. At home. In another report of the same hadith, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, irka'uha hatayn ar-rak'atayn fi buyutikum. Irka'uha hatayn ar-rak'atayn fi buyutikum. Go and be making those two units inside your houses. This riwayah is the riwayah of Imam Ahmad and that of Ibn Khuzaymah. The sunnah after Salatul Maghrib, where do we make it? At home. That is not to say that if you perform it in the masjid, you don't have it. But ulama say, sunnatun mu'akkadatun to perform it at home. I said, go and be pray along, go and see you in the masjid. Keep praying. At home. After Salatul Maghrib. But because we live in generations, some people, there is one town, city, not too far away from us. We can hear this hadith. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, irka'u hatayn raka'atayn fi buyutikum. They say this is sigatul amr. Wal amr yufidul wujud. Huh? So it is wajib. If you pray in the masjid, why? The person who speaks like this does not know anything of knowledge. He needs not only little, because that salah itself is not wajibah. The sunnah after Maghrib is not what? It's not wajibah. So why should the place where you observe it become what? That is, in its absolute, it is mustahab. So something that comes is subsidiary. So it cannot be obligatory. The salah itself is sunnah. How can the place to observe a sunnah salah become obligatory? Because of these kinds of persons. We read to us what Al-Imam Ibn Khuzaymah said. Many of these things did not start happening today. They started happening long ago. Some people just tell one statement, they stick to it, and they start criticizing every other person who holds a different view. If you want to criticize a view thinking that it is wrong, be very noble in your criticism and reasonable. Be knowledge-based and calm in your explanation. If your listener who has a different view hears you, Allah can make him change his view. If that is your intention, you have rewards. But if the intention is just to show the people that you have some knowledge and then to abuse them, then sorry for you. Not to have done that talk is better for you than doing it at all. Yes, may Allah forgive all of us. Al-Imam Ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah, he discussed this issue. He mentioned this hadith. Don't forget that hadith of Masjidu Bani Abdul Ashhal we read to us. When he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that irka'u hatayn ar-rak'atayn fi buyutikum, we said Al-Imam Ibn Khuzaymah collected it. Let's see what he said in his bab, in his tarjuma, in his description of the benefit from the hadith. It says Babu al-Amr, the chapter regarding the command, because it says irka'u. This command, the chapter regarding it, bi an yarka al-rak'atayn, that the individual should observe those two units of prayer, Ba'd al-Maghrib, after Salat al-Maghrib, fil buyut, at home, bilafz al-amr. The fact that it was made by an expression of obligation. قَدْ يَحَسِبُ بَعْضُ مَنْ لَمْ يَتَبَحَّرِ الْعِلْمَ أَنْ It is possible that بَعْضُ مَنْ لَمْ يَتَبَحَّرِ الْعِلْمِ Some of those who are not well grounded in the matters of knowledge, يَحَسِبُ أَنَّ مُسَلِّيهَا They will think that whoever observes it, في المسجد, inside the masjid, asking, is a sinner. Say, it's not a sinner. The individual can still observe it inside the masjid. But the better place to observe the sunnah after Salat al-Maghrib is where? Fil buyut. Is al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those people will be thinking that since the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amara an yusalliyaha fil buyut, he had commanded that it should be prayed inside the homes. So he will think because of small knowledge that anybody who prays it inside the masjid is a sinner. The reason why he will say that is because of small knowledge. So it is allowed, if a person performs it inside the masjid, he has his reward. But the actual and the right place to do them is where? The better place to do them is fil buyut, inside the homes. So we have gone through the sunan al-rawatib for Salat al-Zuhur, for Salat al-Asr, and for Salat al-Maghrib. Inshallah, in our next class, we'll go for Salat al-Isha and then Salat al-Fajr. Inshallah. So we say, Al-Imam al-Shawkani said, هي أربع قبل ظهرك وأربع بعده وأربع قبل العصر وركعتان بعد العصر وركعتان بعد المغرب. We have discussed up to that. So we come back to وركعتان بعد الإشاء. Inshallah from our next class. I hope that this class is clear, inshallah. If we have a few questions, we can ask. Bismillah. Alaykum salam, Abu Abdullah. I know that you will be the first person to ask. It does not form a part, is asking, what is the better thing to do? A person comes into the masjid, the salah had been completed. Is it better to pray alone in the masjid or go back home? I'll answer this question simply. But don't ask me another question so that it does not become complex. If it is Salatul Jama'ah, you will pray at home with your family. That one is closer to Sunnah than praying it alone in the masjid. Because the Prophet did that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went to settle a matter in the outskirts of Medina. This hadith occurs in Mu'jam al-Tabarani. Al-Imam Ahmad also reported it. The isnad is sahih, inshallah. He came back, they had finished the salah. He went into his house and prayed with his family. That's one sunnah. Ulama said it were better to observe it alone in the masjid. He would have done so. What he did is the best thing. This is the action of his action. That is not to say a person does not have to lie if he prays it alone in the masjid. But in between, you will go back home and pray it alone. Praying in the masjid is better than praying in your house alone. Praying the obligatory prayers alone in the masjid is better than praying an obligatory prayer alone at home. Praying a tatawwu' salah alone and at home is better than praying it in the masjid. Praying a nafil salah at home is better than praying it in the masjid. Praying an obligatory prayer alone in the masjid is better than praying it alone at home. I hope that the point is clear. Did it answer your question? We can proceed. Alaykum as-salam. Amin. Is there before Maghrib? Maybe after the two Azan. After the first Azan, before the Iqam. That one is established. But it is not from the Rawatib. Those 2 units in between the Adhan and the Iqamah, between Kulli Adhanain, between Adhanan, these two, between the two, that those 2 units of prayer we make, they are not from Rawatib. Because of one statement the Prophet made, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Liman sha'a bayna kulli salatain bayna kulli adhanain salatun liman sha'a. That is what removes it from rawatib. Even if a person speaks to it, because as soon as rawatib, they are encouraged. They are not issues of where you can perform it. Do you understand? So that one is established for Maghrib. There is a clear cut text on that regarding Salatul Maghrib. And Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said when they made Azan for Salatul Maghrib, they used to go to the pillar. That is Bayna Kulli Adhanain Salatun. But a sunnah or a tibatun like the type we have been discussing, I don't know that. I have not seen any of the ulama say that. Maybe we will find one hadith tomorrow. But now I don't know anyone. I didn't see anybody who has discussed or mentioned a hadith that there is sunnah or a tibatun before Maghrib. What we have is after Maghrib. Allahu Akbar. Alaykum as-salam. It depends on your intention. If you intend to hear from Masjid, if you say hear from Masjid, if you intend those 2 nawafil, those 2 rak'atain, they leave. But to intend to hear from Masjid has more rewards for you. Alaykum salam. You can now finish Tahiyyatul Masjid and stand up for that one again. Allah, you have a lot of work. You cannot pay a cash before Zuhr. Ten. You make 4 of Jawad. You make 4 Sunnah Ratiba. That's how many? You cannot 12. You come to the Masjid, you make Tahiyyatul Masjid. How many is that? 10 already. Then you make a Bayna Kulli Salatain. After that, you now sit down be begging Allah. Allah. Alaykum salam. Naam. Salatul Jum'ah. We are coming to Salatul Jum'ah. We will discuss it. But because of you, Salatul Jum'ah has, but it is not specified. The individual performs what is easy for him before the imam comes for salah. But when we are discussing Fiqhul Jum'ah, we will discuss all these issues. Bismillah. Do you understand? Alaykum salam. Now, we have not brought questions from there. Anytime. That's Tahiyyatul Masjid. Go to the Masjid. When the sun is yellowish or reddish. No. 2 minutes of prayer. Because that one is that to sabab. It's not a ratiba. It's not something you do all the time. You are only doing it because something happened. What is that thing?
he came into the masjid to sit down. Kì í ṣe tí ẹ̀ dún ní ma ẹ̀ tí ẹ̀ ṣe ní torí nǹkan kankan tó ṣẹlẹ̀ ní ìlúkẹ́ alẹ́ tí ó sọ̀lá. You see the call. When you finish that call, come and pay yourself here to my duty. You have to receive your call, you. But when you come back to the masjid, you must repeat that tahiyyat. Because Karajta wa Dakhalta. And he said, Man Dakhala al-Masjid. Whoever comes into the masjid. That one is established over you. The fact that, oh, Allah, but I was only receiving a call. That doesn't matter. But we should be happy about it. Is it not more rewards upon rewards? Is there anything that we do that Allah will not reward? Why do we see it like something burdensome? We should be happy to do. Because these are the things that we matter on the day of Qiyam. From inside our dreams, they will matter. So let's not see that, ah, but you get the same, say, yes, we will get the same. It's all Allah, so, who keeps the same, yes, we will get the same. See it like that. Be positive about it. May Allah forgive all of us. I think it's convenient for us to stop here, Ko. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. آمين وأنت.